Oh, I have a question before we start that I've looked and I'm pretty sure it's accurate. Is there something going on with the Deadpool dailies? I feel like I just did Doctor Strange yesterday. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
And now I'm going to jump to Sentry instead of starting back over again with Black Panther and then Magneto and then Storm and then the usual.
So when, remember like 2 weeks ago when they skipped Flapton?
Yes.
And they claimed they did it on purpose?
Yes.
Around that same time, and I can't find the exact post, but when Brigby said, like, oh, hey, we decided to change, like, this period of time for Deadpool dailies, including the crash, to some of the people's favorite characters. So they threw the whole schedule off for, like, some indeterminate amount of time.
Hmm. That is wacky.
Yes, yes. So it threw, like, Gamependium into disarray.
Right.
And it threw my scheduling, if like, the scheduling that I have on my spreadsheets into disarray as well, with both the crash and what the tentative schedule is. Like, when these things are not supposed to change and they change, it's very distressing.
It seems like this will teach you to try and anticipate what we're doing.
Right. It's like, way to keep you on your, way to keep us on our toes, guys. But it works out in the end because the Punisher that I'm going to end up getting tomorrow from it is going to be it's the last one I need and I can fully, like, it'll be 266.
Oh, great.
That Punisher.
Okay.
So just the way the calendar ended up being screwed up with that. I don't know when it's going to go back to regular. I don't know if it ever will. Because, right, because it should have went Thanos, Doctor Strange, Elektra, Gambit.
Hawkeye.
Oh, yeah, Hawkeye, Elektra, Gambit.
And then Black Panther, Magneto, Storm, and start all over again.
Right, and then it looks like if the schedule is to be believed, 2 weeks from now, we're going to get, or like 2.5 weeks from now, it's going to go right back to Doctor Strange, Thanos, Hawkeye, Star-Lord, Elektra, Gambit, and then maybe throwing Angel in there. Maybe the reason they did it was to give extra time so that they could throw Angel in.
Oh, okay.
Like, that could be the reason why.
Sure.
But the how and the why of things happening is very confusing.
Okay. I was very confused.
Yes.
All right. I got the script. Joe, you're good for boosted characters?
Sure.
I figured. You're pretty easygoing about that sort of thing.
I try. I promise I will do my best to mess up the Hans and Franz gimmick.
No problem. I will instinctively help you. Hello, everybody, and welcome to your weekly PW3 PSA. This week's PSA will be brought to you by shedding light on my very own ignorance as I was lounging around last night with my wife. We saw a kind of a PSA on the television reminding me that people still get AIDS. And I was like, that still happens? And I felt really foolish and ignorant because it was just so popular and now it just doesn't. So I would like you to go to red.org and give them some money to make me feel better and to make the people with AIDS feel better eventually. So again, that's red.org. And now on with the show.
If we donate, can we earmark the funds in a way to say for Ian's ignorance?
Making Ian feel better? I think you have, I'm sure there's probably a note section.
Okay.
I would say go for it. All right, we'll get started.
Warriors, come out to play.
Greetings, true believers, and welcome to the 123rd installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm Ian. I'm here with Ray, Chaos 72, Sneaky Beat 15. We founded the Puzzle Warriors Alliance. Joining us this week is the ultimate in guest star technology, the Phasma to my First Order, the Finn to my Resistance. It's Joe. Welcome aboard, Joe.
I would rather be the red herring code breaker guy.
Boy,
if anything.
Boy was Benicio del Toro kind of superfluous.
Well, I know it's a bone of contention on the show and in many places that The Last Jedi is maybe the most divisive Star Wars movie since the three that we will not speak their names.
Yeah, sure.
True story.
But I will say this, it's the first movie in a very long time, and I say at least 6 years since having a child, that I've wanted to go out of my way to see a second time.
Mm. Ooh, interesting. Yes. Again, today is full of surprises. I am also finding myself on your half of the equation. Not quite that far, but I loved that movie. I don't know what my friends were talking about. That is a good movie. All the bad stuff just seemed to, like, bounce off me. And didn't even care. I didn't even care.
Spoilers!
When Leia floated back from space. I was like, what?
Was a little hokey, but in the grand scheme of things, I can think of 1,000 different things in other movies, let alone other Star Wars movies, that I could point to that are much worse than that. And I do just want to mention this, and I don't want to get off into a whole thing about it, because I actually did talk about my feelings and my thoughts about this a few weeks ago on my dumb podcast.
Sure.
But I do want to give credit to someone else. It's a guy whose podcast that I listen to, a gentleman by the name of Chris Anatista, who, in putting things into light, said, in regards to the Star Wars movies, specifically the prequels and everything else like that, that for everyone saying everything bad, how the prequels are better than this...
No.
No.
Okay. Here is a... And everyone's like, oh, well, here's a YouTube video of a guy explaining to you why The Last Jedi's terrible. And he's like, okay, here's a link to the TV channel TNT. It airs the prequels in their entirety constantly. Notice something cringeworthy, embarrassing, or contradictory happens every 10 seconds. There is none of that in The Last Jedi.
No, well, The Last Jedi was dope.
I wouldn't say none of that. There was stuff that was definitely cringeworthy.
There must
for
have
me.
Been so much dopeness, I must have just not noticed the horror.
No, I am...
And again, I wasn't as hung up on the humor as much, and I know a lot of people are hanging their hat on this whole thing of, like, Yoda as a ghost being able to shoot fire.
Nope, that was cool.
All that sort of stuff. At the end of the day, this is the change from the movies no longer being Star Wars movies to being movies. And by that I mean, if this was another sci-fi thing, like some sort of new franchise that didn't have all the Star Wars baggage to it, I don't think people would be as critical of it.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about that.
And that's what it is at the end of the day. It's like, I want my Star Wars movies to be a certain thing. Do not go outside of this box. If you try to, I will hate you. And we need to grow with the franchise.
Grinch McScrooge points out something. Spoiler alerts. I don't know how much we started talking. I don't know how much of spoiler alerts we really gave away. But
yeah,
you mentioned.
Well, I said about the ghost that shows up.
Oh, sure. So
sorry about that.
You mentioned Benicio del Toro. His character, kind of superfluous, but at the same time had a couple really good lines about how, you know, sell to the Empire, sell to the Rebels, whatever. I'll make my money.
Nope. He definitely was there to teach us some important life lessons.
Yeah.
He was just, his placement was just confusing. But you're right. Joe was right initially. I would like to learn more when we're done talking about Puzzle Quest, as I do not know if any of our listeners still need to see the movie. It took me this long, so there's got to be other people, theoretically, that have not seen the movie.
Sure.
So I'll save it. But just know that I think it was dope. I would consider seeing it again.
I do want to see it again, but I put it on number 4 worst movie that has the name Star Wars in front of it. The prequels are all far worse.
Okay.
I don't even know how that's questionable. But in any case, enough about Star Wars. We've got this other thing to talk about.
Yeah, I'll tell you a little bit about this game. We will cover the week from the 3rd to, let's say, the 10th? Maybe the 11th? I don't know. Math is hard. Deadpool Dailies...
Should be 3 through 10, yes.
Yeah, 3 through 10. Right on. Good job, me. So Deadpool Dailies, they were very confusing to me for the first time in a long time. They've shuffled them all up and decided they would follow Doctor Strange with Sentry, then Dark Reign Punisher, Blade, Wolverine, Human Torch, Colossus, Cyclops, and then the Hood. So I don't know how this will affect the long-term or the schedule in the future, but I'm sure we'll get back into a nice, happy routine so that everybody could be content again.
Hopefully.
When last we met, they were rerunning Carol. I can only assume it went super smooth for you guys again, as it did for me.
Rerunning Carol in what?
In the 5-day 4-star crash of the Titans.
There you
Thanks.
Go.
That was force lightning, if you couldn't tell.
I could. I figured there was an overall theme going on in this show, but I like that very much. Yeah, Carol, once again, 4-star Captain Marvel fought 5-star Iron Man and dished out a beating. You guys fared just as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Not an issue.
Yep. Carol is in the higher end tier of my champ 4 stars, ooh, so
yeah.
Piece of cake.
No doubt. So, just in time for Joe's absolute supreme 4-star, Professor X wheels his way into town. I haven't had time to try that one yet. I was too busy watching Star Wars. Did you guys beat it yet?
I traded this morning and did not get any chance to get any purple, so it did not fare me very well at all. She turns out Elektra is pretty formidable when she gets all the colors she needs and you don't get any. I also didn't do any boosts, so, you know, I just haven't done it again. So I will get there, but not on the first go.
Right. Besides that, what does she do to foil me? Does she shadow step her way through my invisibility?
No.
No. If you remember, the last time that we had Melonhead against Elektra, it was when they changed her powers slightly.
Yes.
And for some reason, there was a glitch that caused Shadow Step to go through the invisibility. So they ran Melonhead again, like, 2 cycles later
right.
with the correction.
Yep.
Right. So, okay. No. And again, if you get to a point, she shouldn't even be getting Shadow Step off. The only boosts I used this time was a bunch of lagging leftover X-Men-only boosts.
Right.
And I lucked in to get purple matches right up front. I got the invisibility tile out. Then she did double-double cross, and there was only one purple tile on the board when she did it. And it made one attack tile for my thing. I made a blue 5-star match, and that was the end of the battle.
Nicely done.
Yeah, well done. That's good. Let's see. Our story events. Right now, I think Enemy of the State is still running. Should be wrapping up soon.
Yeah.
It's a long one.
I like Enemy of the State, but
it
yeah,
is.
It's a week
it's
long.
It's a good one, but it's a long one. That still gets you a bunch of Doom covers and America Chavez for progression, and gets you Lockjaw and Human Torch for placement. Unstable ISO 8 is starting soon, starting now, starting tonight, tomorrow. I don't know.
As of this episode being released, it will have started as of 7 a.m. Eastern time, the only time that matters.
Great. Okay, if you're not listening live, Unstable ISO 8 is running. Progression there gets you Human Torch and Lockjaw again, and placement there will get you Cloak and Dagger. Oh, in PvP, we are still in the middle of Don't Put Too Fine a Point on It, Say I'm the Only Bee in Your Bonnet, Make a Little Birdhouse in Your Soul Gem season.
That was unexpected and fantastic.
Thanks. Thanks. I thought I would add a little artistic license to that portion of the show, since Craig was not here to supervise me. Anyway, The Real McCoy is up in PvP, and that will get you Beast Progression Rewards and Ironheart Progression Rewards. And if you place well, you can have a Rocket and Groot. The simulator's running as always. Finish that up, and you'll get yourself Blue Nico Minoru.
Yeah.
I actually did that last weekend.
Ooh.
So that I would have enough to be able to level her up to be able to finish that the third row in shield training to get, it's been so long since I've had enough covers for one of the 4 stars. Cause like, you know, they'll always, whenever they do shield training, it'll be always be like, oh, you need like Bucky and you need Slapton and you also need the 4-star that we just released before this.
Right.
So you never have any covers. But it just so happened that I ended up getting a ton of Nico covers. I needed just that last one in the shield simulator to get her to enough of a level so that I could beat that last node. And it's been so long since I've done it, I forgot that you get a cover for the new character from that node.
Oh.
It was a shock for me. It was like it was a post-Christmas miracle.
I was going to say, shock for you. Totally brand new information for me. That's fantastic.
Right, because I remember the very first time that they did the shield. The shielding, it was for a rogue, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that
sounds one of
right.
The first times. And I went through the whole thing, and I got that rogue cover, like, the first day that shield training went up, because I had the three 4-stars that you needed. It wasn't one of the new ones. And then it was the next one after that where they cycled it in. It's like, oh, now you need rogue as well for the next one, and then you just kind of start piggybacking itself off there. And, yeah, so my Nico's really strong, and then because I got a bunch of covers from the Enemy of the State, my America is very strong as well. And she's awesome, too.
Fantastic. True story. Yeah, good win on you. That's exciting. Yeah. And that makes shield training even more exciting. Someday, I'll be quick, and I'll get
someday.
In there. Yeah, it won't happen. I'm lying. I was just being positive. All right. Quick, Joe, close your ears. This segment.
Oh, boy.
This is Ian's favorite segment, brought to you, as always, by This Pie. Let's hear it for savior of the segment, This Pie. On the off chance you got Craig's terrible clue, he was pointing you towards a Manchester tart, which calling that a pie is sketchy right there. But let me enlighten you if you don't already know. If you haven't already whipped up a short crust pastry shell for me, do so. Do a layer of raspberry jam, fill it with custard, shave a little coconut on top, and then plop down a maraschino cherry in the middle. You got yourself a Manchester pie. Unless, of course, you're from Manchester, then you forgot to get the mandolin out, make some thinly sliced bananas, and put those in between the raspberry and the custard, because that sounds okay. Given all the other fruit combinations of this pie, I could eat a coconut, custard, banana, cherry pie with raspberry jam.
But sorry, you lost me at coconut. Coconut is gross.
Coconut does make things a little bit worse, except for Almond Joys.
Nope, can't stand it.
Well, that's too bad. But anyway, that's a unique pie, not something I've been exposed to here in the States.
Grinch McScrooge asks, make some bananas?
Did I say, I thought he said mandolin. Make some banana slices. I meant to say get out the mandolin so you can appropriately slice the bananas as thinly as you need them for this pie.
There you go.
You could make bananas. I don't know. I don't own a greenhouse. I don't know, you know, how to generate bananas with GMO technology. But anyway.
Would that be Captain Corelli's mandolin that you would use?
I would not use that. That mandolin is long and confusing. I would just use the regular slicing one. Please use the guard. I don't want to hear any complaints from listeners that they sliced off a fingertip trying to make a Manchester tart.
Now, I do just want to say, I'm going to contribute to the pie segment.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sitting down. I'm ready.
Against my better judgment. In using DuckDuckGo to look up information about Manchester pie, I came upon something that said the Manchester Pie Factory, hoping it was a lovely chain of restaurants not unlike the Cheesecake Factory.
Mm. Right.
It is an abandoned pie factory in Richmond, Virginia, that has been transferred into a office and residential space free to rent in the old opened for rental in the old Manchester neighborhood of downtown Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, well, there you go.
So look, I'm contributing.
That helped. It was very enlightening. So listeners in Richmond, if you would like to set up your own office space, I know where there's some for rent. And you'll know what Manchester tarts are all about. Thanks, as always, to our sponsor, This Pie.
UNC Samurai asked, someone uses DuckDuckGo? Are we in 2008?
Unnecessary internet burn.
My old joke used to be that I would Bing things, right? Sure. You know, it's like, oh, I'm going to Google that, right? Everybody says Google. I would say Bing. The reason for that is nobody saw the terrible Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies. But because there are Sony movies, in the movie, Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man, uses, like, a Sony VAIO computer. He uses Bing as his search engine. And there were a contingent of people who were very upset, saying that a kid that is supposed to be the age that Andrew Garfield is playing as Spider-Man wouldn't use such a lame search engine as Bing. So, even though I never saw those terrible movies, I say, as a show of solidarity to my favorite comic book character, Spider-Man, I will say that I use Bing as my preferential search engine, because of course it's what Spider-Man uses to surf the web, Bing. And then I heard somewhere else on another podcast, someone just like casually, like how you would say like, oh, well, here are brands of sneakers. You know, you have Nike, you have Reebok, you have Converse. They would say, oh, you have these search engines like Google or Yahoo or DuckDuckGo. And I'm like, hold the phone. You just don't throw that out there like it's a thing that everyone knows. So now I'm attempting to co-opt DuckDuckGo for my own.
Nice.
I'm working out a lot of bits. I got a lot going on.
Good luck with that. But yeah. I like where you're coming from.
Right. So having discovered he's your favorite, what are your thoughts on the animated Spider-Man Spider-Verse movie coming out next year, this year, later this year, Christmas.
For Christmas, I'm excited that Marvel is actually doing a theatrical release.
Yeah, of an animated feature.
It looks like it's a wide theatrical release as well.
Yeah.
I'm surprised DC hasn't tried to do that, because a lot of their direct-to-DVD animated features, I think...
So much better than their regular movies.
Yeah, and I think they could have serviced themselves a better, like, not doing, like, a full, you know, wide release, but, like, testing it out as, like, one of those, like, Fathom event type things.
Right.
Just to kind of gauge response and, like, you know, kind of roll it out from there. I know it's one of the last things that Brian Michael Bendis had a hand in before he left to go to DC. Spider-Man's my favorite. It's going to be in the theaters. That's all I need to know. It's Spider-Man. I'm going to see it.
Looked interesting. I saw a trailer for it today. It had my attention, as did my very first trailer for the Infinity War movie.
Oh, yes. I saw the one before, you know, it's the only one that's out there. I saw it before Last Jedi, and I'm like, okay, I didn't need to see it. I was going to see it anyway. I saw it. I'm good. Let's go. Let's get the movie here today.
Me too. I was like, thank goodness it's coming out so soon, because that was one dope-looking trailer. I was like, woo! I can't wait.
Yeah, we're a month and a half away from Black Panther, and then just less than 3 months is Infinity War.
Ugh, exciting stuff.
Action Jackson. I got a real sketchy news week, but I do have some good news. Roster slots, they're on sale.
Yeah.
20% off.
Roster slots, get your roster slots.
Yeah, not the most exciting percentage off, but better than zero. So it will motivate me to buy at least 2 to 4 roster slots.
It's effective.
I'm not going wild.
I currently have 10 empty roster slots now.
That's where I was at 50% off roster slots. I'm buying at least 10. 20% off, I could maybe be talked into 4, but I'll probably settle for 2.
Well, I'm going to be using them anyway, so...
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm looking at. I'm going to use them anyway.
Yeah. Figured why
so
not.
If they're on sale, even though it's only a difference of 800 HP versus 1,000, you know, at the end of the day, that's an extra whatever.
Yeah, I know. I totally understand. They definitely do not expire. This is like extreme couponing Marvel Puzzle Quest edition. I'm all about the savings.
I don't mean to interrupt. I do have a tale of woe regarding all of this.
Ooh, I don't want to hear it, but tell me.
Not for me, but it's for a friend of ours, you know, James, a.k.a. Jenda, past guest of the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I adore that
guy. Okay, so, as there's been a ton of sales over the last several weeks, of course, you know, you had the ISO sale, then you had the HP sale, then there was the Steam sale that was going on, and then there was Amazon Day, right? The one day last week where, you know, anything that you purchased, if you got the Amazon version of the game, it was like half off or whatever, right? So James ended up purchasing 2 Stark Salaries and a Logan Loonies, and with that purchased 20 roster slots.
Oh.
Before the sale happened.
Oh, man.
He has made an impassioned plea to D3, and I'm making it a little bit more public here, in the hopes for, obviously, just for the sheer amount of roster slots that he purchased, if he can get some sort of possible consideration for... literally missing the sale by 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that is... You know, I bought some rosters. I rostered 2 people before the sale, but it was like, whatever, 2 people. I didn't even... 20, that's... That makes my heart hurt.
Yep, and it made my heart hurt as well.
Yeah, that definitely... Sympathy for the Irishman. Help him out. At least a little bit.
Something.
Send him a little...
Whatever their currency is over there. Send Bitcoin, him a little... right. I don't know.
Oh, wow. That is a tale of woe.
Yes.
Man, I'm almost too bummed out to talk about our next bit of news, but fortunately, it's really thin. So, apparently, R143 is live, but there's no release notes. There's no information about it. The only information I was able to find on 143, other than it already happened, is that if you tap on a tile, a little infographic pops up and gives you a whole bunch of information about what's going on with that specific tile. Do you, either of you gentlemen know anything else about R143?
No, that's exactly what it seems to be. Yeah, nothing else. It gives you more information than it used to.
Nice.
Right, an unnecessary update, and I can only imagine I haven't gotten a chance to play any of the characters that do so. I'm sure they did something just slightly to tweak anyone that makes anyone airborne or that goes airborne.
Right. That's a mainstay.
Right. 143 updates in a row, 143 changes to Airborne.
So I'm curious if this was, they put this out to also, like, maybe tweak the character that's still in limbo, the coming soon unknown four-star, which I hear has been spoiled by a lot of people. But, I don't know. Because
mostly Joe.
It doesn't seem like...
What? I can only assume that the internet spell checked and changed a word that I wrote or two.
That's the last time I read your user comments.
It seems odd to put out an update that just says, "Hey, we're doing." I don't know. Maybe it's more work than I thought. I don't know.
Maybe they just had quotas to fill and they were all on holiday break, so they just kind of slapped something together to be like, "Get off my back."
Well, I will say this. They were on holiday break, and they put the timers in for all the other events, like the PvP events, and they were coming up, like, way ahead of schedule, and then just when Heavy Metal came up, it came up way later than the rest of them. I'm like, oh, okay, that's coming up way late. They're back in the office. But other than that, you know what? You didn't mention it last week, but, and again, we're kind of going backwards with things, but... the last PvE, when Banner was the featured 5-star,
yeah.
A funny glitch with that was, I guess, in the previous update, I think like 140 or 141, there was a problem where if you were transforming into the Hulk, he was having like less hit points. And in that PvE, the last one, when Banner was the featured 5-star, Banner was boosted, Hulk was not boosted. So when you turned into the Hulk, you actually got much, much weaker.
Wow.
Nice.
Oh, back in the Grey Hulk days, I guess.
Nice.
Oh, if they put the Grey Hulk in this game. As much as I would like this game just to finally call it a day and just fully become Spider-Man Puzzle Quest and put all the Spider-Man characters in there and every version of Spider-Man, villains and otherwise, best rogues gallery of anyone in all comics... if they put all the Hulks in there, so then there can actually be a reason why you can't play the same Hulk on the same team. Like,
sure.
You can't play Cho Hulk with any other Hulk. I know it's the gamma radiation, but they're a different person.
Yeah.
Don't get me started. Can you still play Angel and Archangel together? I hope you can.
I have no way to test that.
I hope that's what 143 fixed.
That would be nice if they fixed that, but I can't test that. I still don't have an Archangel, so...
Neither do I.
We can wait and hear from Discord, but
I
haven't got anything yet.
I was
going to
say, we either hear from Discord, or 1 week from now, in this upcoming segment, we'll learn more. But right now, Ray, can you share some listener comments with us? Brought to you, as always, by Willie Lumpkin, everybody's favorite mailman.
Thanks, Willie. Yes, and I will start with some listener comments that came in on Discord while we were talking. They were talking about the clue. The clue in the R143, it just says Happy New Year. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's actually a clue. However, Wayrith said New Year's has shiny lights. Dazzler confirmed?
Sure.
I figured since Craig wasn't here, I had to
do it. Right, got to get a little Dazzler love.
Truffalopagus said New Year's usually represented by a baby. Babies don't have good use of their limbs. We need to be moved, or they need to be moved around in some sort of carrier. Obviously, this is MODOK.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be way better than Dazzler. Honestly, most things are way better than Dazzler, but I would laugh a lot if it was MODOK. That guy cracks me up.
I'd be down to 5-star MODOK.
Me too.
Nice. That'd be fantastic.
I don't know. What would his 3-star counter be?
Oh, man, and this is testing the...
Long shot?
Whoever he was before he became MODOK when he was Scientist Supreme of Hydra.
Oh.
Someone on the Discord will tell us.
So I'm going to continue. We got a couple international comments that I thought was interesting. From Orgelmeister, he said, "Hello, Puzzle Warriors. Servus from Bavaria." And apparently, Servus, I looked that up. It's a greeting in Bavarian. He said, "After listening to all your episodes, I sat on the toilet where I do..." And it's a European spelling of toilet, so it's fancy. "Where I do most of my MPQing and podcast listening to episode number 122, and it got me thinking, despite the local news that I don't get, the cultural references that I don't understand, the singing of Craig, the well-researched character evaluations, and most lately the pie segment, I'm still listening to you week after week." There must be something I like about you a lot, so I decided to join your mad patronies and give back a little something for the entertainment you provide. I will try to convince the wife to who does all the money spending on Amazon to use your links. Cheer for me now, pity me later. And don't whine about selling covers. I just sold my 4th 5-star Green Goblin not long ago. Purple is all I seem to get for my 250 character. And he's still playing. So he says, keep up the good work. Excuse my clumsy English writing. Bavarian doesn't have much in common with English. I gotta tell you, your English is way better than my Bavarian.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So, hey, thanks for listening, and thanks for the support. That was awesome. I had no idea we had listeners in Bavaria.
I will share some geographical ignorance. Is that a place? Is Bavarian that something Germany. Other than Germany?
No, Bavarian
Germany. Oh, thank God. You were talking about it like it was something, and I was like, boy, I thought that was Germany my whole life. I'm a rube.
No, I just wanted to be specific. Sorry.
Okay, great. I feel so much better. Welcome aboard.
Another message from Shard Attack, and now I'm curious where Shard Attack, if he's in Iceland or not, but he said, and I'm going to ruin this, but I'm going to try, Gligadik Nick Arch, which I believe means Happy New Year in Icelandic. So he said, gentlemen, with the new year, I thought it would be interesting if you'd share your MPQ highlights of 2017. I wasn't able to actually compile any highlights, even after I read this. I'm sure you could hear them in our show earlier in the year. But he also asked, what's your New Year's resolutions for 2018? Do you guys do resolutions?
I do, and I came up... Well, some have not, you know, haven't been fully realized because I haven't reached my deadline. One of them, I only a little more than half completed, so I was disappointed in that resolution. So I think I'm just going to have similar resolutions this year. So last year, I told myself I was going to read 12 books before the new year, and I only read 7. So I was pretty disappointed that I didn't even made it slightly past half my goal. I also made myself a resolution that I was going to lose 40 pounds by my 40th birthday. I'll keep you posted. We're not there yet. I still got a good 4 months. I have not reached my goal, but I have not wasted the time. So until that one's complete, I'm not making any more resolutions.
Oh, sure. So I don't really do resolutions. Sorry, I don't participate.
Right on.
I don't typically either. I was going to attempt to dress for success or demand more for my deodorant this year. But similar to Ian, I've decided to lose weight. And I don't want to, like, say that this is my New Year's resolution, or I don't want to put, like, a number goal on it. Because if I do, then it's easier for me to give up in my mind. And if I say I'm going to do X or lose X or whatever it is, then once I get that goal, it'll be very easy in my mind to slip back because I've done it many times before. I've made small changes to my diet, eliminating certain things and deciding to better control my portions, have 2 slices of pizza instead of eating the entire tray. And I'm not joking around on that, in the hopes that by the end of the year, I can see some significant change in my body. Whether that means I've gained like 2 pounds, but it's like now muscle, or you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to put like a number goal on it. I just want to see a definitive change in my body.
So you're not really doing the dodgeball, the Vince Vaughn and dodgeball thing of,
I found that if you have a goal that you might not reach it, but if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed. And I got to tell you, it feels phenomenal.
You're not going that far out. You're just saying you don't want to set the goals, you know.
Yes, I would say similar to Vince Vaughn's character in that and the current Cell Block 99 film. That's what I'm deciding to base my life choices on. But no, again, a lot of that is correct. Like, if I put a goal on it, like, say, lose this amount of weight, I'll get there and be like, well, I lost that weight, and I can put it all back on. You know, it's just, I don't know. I need to improve my being of life.
Okay. Overall wellness is a reasonable goal.
Yes.
Sure.
But it's not a definitive resolution. Because I started it like on the 30th.
All right. Are you in fact lifting weights?
No.
Gaining muscle mass is not a result you will have to worry about. You can eliminate that from your list.
Well, I want
you
to
don't
be able
just
to
gain
get
muscle
in,
mass from fun.
I want to be into a decent eating routine.
Oh, sure.
Before I start, like, I'm going to get into a new eating routine. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to do all these things at once. I'm going to do one thing, once I have that under control, let's add a second thing.
Sure.
Just so that I'm not trying to do 4 or 5 changes to my life all at once, and then I'm like, oh, it's too much, I give up. Which is my life. Too much, I give up.
That's totally fair. I support that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, I'm moving on. Jeff Cascadian said, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that Craig didn't like Last Jedi. A good rule of thumb is that if he hates something, then it's terrific, and if he likes something, then it's terrible. He also said, Rey is usually right. I learned that over 100 episodes ago.
You're on a hot streak.
I know.
Who? Someone said you were, was it Jordan who said you were mostly right last week?
It was someone.
Yeah. Hard to say.
I don't pay attention when I'm talking, so.
Okay.
He also mentioned he's down 2 characters now, so Craig is more than likely ahead of having all the characters. No Archangel, no American Chavez. Mm. And I just wanted to throw that out as an update, because I like keeping track of that race for some reason. Kind of off topic, but remember Lockjaw introduced Crystal and Karnak to the game? I wonder when we'll be actually seeing them as playable characters. I don't think it's the new one, but I would be on board for them coming in.
Sure. I would say yes.
I think if the Inhumans either TV show or comic book ended up being more successful, we would have seen that. But then, flip side, the day they announced that America Chavez was being added to the game was also the day they announced they were canceling her comic book. So, 6 of 1, 6 of 1, 6 of the other.
Sure. Moving on, Stinkpalm had a message about Craig and his fudge. I was going to read it to help, but Craig can just go to Reddit and look it up. He has some interesting suggestions from him and his wife on what to do about your fudge, Craig.
Sorry, it's never not funny.
The TLDR on that is use a thermometer.
Don't go on. I have a segue directly for our longtime listener and old friend, Ronan San. So last week, I suggested that if you would contact me, I could give you unwanted Humble Bundle keys.
Yes.
And of the 2 people that contacted me, one of them was him. And I want to let him know that I did not respond because maybe I was not clear, or maybe you haven't, you obviously don't know me that well because we don't know each other other than from listening to this show, but you haven't gleaned that much information about it because the email I got from him was, could you send me a list of what you have? I absolutely cannot, nor will I. Make me a list. Who do you think you're talking to, Ray? Or Joe?
Touche.
Not making you a list. I'm either sending you random stuff, or you make your own list and ask me if I have it. I'm lazy. But I would be happy to send you anything that I have, truly.
Except the list.
100% true. So that's it. I just wanted to let him know that.
Sure. Hey, do you have, by any chance, a Star Trek captain's chair? I don't know what it's called. The command?
I think that sounds, like the Bridge Commander DLC or something
that's
like that.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like something I received.
Yeah, I might be interested in that. I may not, but I'm just throwing it out there because a mutual friend is trying to get me to play that.
I heard him trying to sell it at the party. And, that made me think I should hold on to that just in case you or your wife take an interest in it.
Sure. Less likely me, but...
Right.
Just throwing it out there.
Yep, nope, I'll sit on it for a while.
Tad Prime said, just FYI to pass along, Peggy Carty, Captain America, is included in the Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2 video game as an unlockable character. I thought that was interesting to know.
Yeah.
Seeing Peggy pop up in different places.
Yeah, the overarching storyline of that game is Kang is doing time stuff. So the Guardians of the Galaxy and the Avengers are interacting with all sort of different time-displaced versions of all sorts of different characters. Like, there's a ton of different Spider-Mans, there's a ton of different Hulks.
Nice.
There's a ton of different Captain Americas. And then to get the ton of different Captain Americas, Peggy is in there. I haven't gotten to that part in the game, but I've seen, like, the little mock-up of the Lego figure in the game for it. So I'm excited to get there.
Yeah, both of that's cool. I'm ready for a 5-star Kang the Conqueror in this game.
Right. All right, moving on. Jordan from Jersey said, a Hotmail email address? Is this the long-lost PW3 episode from 1996?
It is! That's what I made it!
just because, you know, something's old doesn't mean it's worthless. he also said that Star Wars, I didn't hate it. I thought the highs were really high, but the lows were immersion-breaking. I really like that comment. That really sums up what I was thinking. He also said, easily Mark and Carrie's best performances in the saga, and I can't disagree with that statement more. I don't agree with that in any way, but hey, you got me on the first statement, so we're 50-50. But I think we've got enough Star Wars talk, although there were a lot of comments. Evan Rawl said, just speculation, but when you read the mystery character's powers, I immediately thought about Omega Red. No real reason why he would be added to the game, but his weakening opponent's damage slash strength seems on par. I just wanted to mention Omega Red because I don't think he gets mentioned ever.
He does not get nearly enough press.
Yeah. Perrin Diak also commented on Star Wars. He gave it a 2 out of 10. He said he was okay with episode 7, but not this one. I can't say what he actually said, but...
Right, right. I'm sure his language was a lot more colorful.
But then he went on the boosted characters... which we will get into shortly. But he was talking about last week, Medusa. I've been using Carol and 4-star Rocket Groot recently for free strike tiles. Medusa's countdown boosts their damage. It was just a massive... And we said, I mean, the Medusa coming up where she was boosted, just crazy. So if you're looking to pair some characters up, there's some information for you on the Reddit. Jeff Duggan said...
Thanks. I've tried to resist. I was like, if Craig isn't here to tempt me into it, he can just be Jeff Duggan for once. But that's awesome.
No, he's Hacksaw Jeff Duggan. Yeah. Not to be confused with Hacksaw Butch Reed, who's over in Florida. But again, either way.
Just couldn't resist. He said, haven't seen it yet, but I know several people that thought The Last Jedi improved tons on a second watch. One of them went from really bad to just behind Empire in their rankings. I don't think I can get it that far, but I would like to see it again and reevaluate. D-Wing Illinois said, in Craig's head, I imagine Rey fades out on a regular basis. I don't see how that can't be true. and he also said, eggnog is literally the gastronomical feature that I look forward to the most during the holidays. So, okay.
Culinary enemy list.
He said, whenever people don't share that attitude, he did more for me. Well, yep, more for you. You can have my share.
Sure.
He also commented on the descriptions of his team-up that he left out because he knew that his wall of text was already going to be insane.
Okay.
He had the Cloak and Dagger Max Pun Electra combo, which he explains a little bit. It's if you want to take a look at it, again, it's on Reddit. Basically, it's all about the strike tiles, boosting the strike tiles, Max Pun helping out with the strike tiles. So he goes into a little bit if you're curious. And he also said, so proud of Ian for studying tape in order to improve his pumped up game. and finally, Sir Wookie Chris says, I should have put this up earlier. He also asked if we had any New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
So, nope. See previous comments.
Right.
And that is all I have from the mailbag.
Fantastico. Thanks, Willy Lumpkin.
Thanks, Willy. Are you excited the Fantastic Four are coming back like we all are?
Woohoo!
Yeah, how could I not be?
Willy's excited because they're the first stop on his mail route.
Right, for sure. Maybe he'll come back.
Oh, that would be awesome. If anything, I wonder if, like, Fox owns the rights to him still. Or, like, that's, like, the sticking point to, like, whatever it was. Like, we'll give you Reed and Sue, but we're keeping Willy Lumpkin. We're going to base our cinematic universe around him.
We heard he's making a comeback.
He's huge around these parts. Okay. Now, for once, it will finally be everybody's favorite segment now that our hero Joe is back. But let's try this. So, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we're here to pump
you up.
Not bad.
All right. So
without any video, I've got to give a shout out to our pumped up character segment brought to you by Mystified.
Oh, thank you, Mystified.
Fire away, Joe.
Hear me now and believe me later, but don't think about it because if you do, it might cause a flabulence. Here are your pumped up characters for the week. Now, ones and twos, of course, we forget about those. The 3-star is, I don't even want to say it's a mixed bag, but it's a majority of characters like 3-star Punisher, 3-star Hulk, those two specifically, that really need a rework. Because they don't really do as bang for their buck. They're like falling down further and further the bottom of the 3-star ladder just because there's so many other characters that do so much better than they are They get a kind of short shrift. Hood is always fun, you know, if you want to...
For sure.
Have someone that you can keep them hidden behind. You know, a heavy black user. You know, steal an AP from your opponents. You never want him up front, even when boosted. Black Panther and Bullseye is an interesting combination. I'm a sucker for a three-star Bullseye. Not just because of the awesome animations, but anytime that you can get his power off where he adds all those strike tiles, oh, it's just heaven.
He is a really excellent character.
Right, and if he's boosted, of course, you know, depending on his placement and depending on who you could team him up with, you could do a good job of protecting him, filling the board up with tons and tons of souped up strike tiles, especially during like a PvE event, where you don't have to worry about him taking a huge amount of damage and you can kind of control when and where he's going to be up front. He'd be perfect with that. And Black Panther is really devastating as well. You know, Rage of the Panther, when he's boosted, does a bucket of damage for, you know, like 11 black or whatever it is. So he's really right. Good. The four stars, on the other hand, this is the first time that we were getting a chance to see Nico boosted. As I mentioned earlier, I was able to get enough covers on her to make her somewhat decently usable. So I'll definitely be giving her a whirl. I'm interested to see how Lockjaw's going to play, but he was boosted in PvE anyway for the next one coming up. So he was going to get a little play, but the crown jewel of the boosted four stars is there's nothing better than one of the Guardians of the Galaxy type folk are boosted. The only thing better is when two of them are boosted, yeah. And one of them is Rocket and Groot. Holy Rocket and Groot moly. And Drax are both boosted this week. If you have them, play them too with anyone else. Don't matter who the third character is. You're going to be spitting out strike tiles. You're going to be just wrecking house on everything.
I was going to say, what can I expect? Are we looking at like somewhere between 10 to 12,000 per three match?
Well, he's not boosted yet, but I do know even in, you know, at least like the first or second time that you take on the harder nodes in PvE, where I'll use Rocket and Groot, a boosted Guardian, and anyone else. It literally doesn't matter who the third person is, and I'm winning matches in five moves.
Wow.
Ugh.
It's just unbelievable.
Sure.
So Rocket and Groot and Drax being boosted is fantastic. So it's going to be a delightful week in PvE for me. I'm going to be breezing through those matches like nobody's business, which sure. is the way that it should be.
So I got some information from my brother over the holiday about Drax. He has Drax champed. I do not. So I don't use Drax just by default. But he was talking all about Drax. The fact, apparently you match him up with Wasp, and his countdown tile interaction causes the Wasp the sting, because it's actually still a countdown. It's not a reoccurring tile or whatever they call it.
Right, a repeater, sure.
Yeah, repeater tile, that's it. So in any case, try Wasp as your third. I hear that might be fantastic.
Even throw in like someone like Coulson, who anytime that you do a power, he's throwing extra countdowns down.
Sure.
And as those countdowns go away, Drax's power is triggering as well.
Yeah.
So have some fun. Look at people who make countdowns and pair them up with those two, whether you got them champed or not, and have fun. So that was the boosted character of the week. Unfortunately, the close of most Hans and Franz segments are people saying live from New York is Saturday night. Because it seems to me they really don't know how to get out of those skits.
Sure. But
back to you guys.
Thanks, Joe. And
thank you, Mystify.
Mystify. Mystify. Do you guys get any good rewards this week?
Hey, I should probably fire up my game and try and remember.
Okay. I don't know how to stall in the meantime because I also don't have my game started up.
So this past week was when Daredevil moved out of Latest and into Classics, being replaced by Archangel.
Oh, okay.
So I was scrambling in the hopes to get another Daredevil cover, because my Daredevil is currently 335.
Okay.
In doing so, I ended up getting another Gambit, putting him at 433. So, you know, Gambit is getting stronger and stronger, Daredevil is getting stronger and stronger, and those are like my two goal characters that I want to get as many covers as I can. It's going to be a little bit tougher with Daredevil now that he's out of Latest. But again, that's just a little bit more focus on Gambit.
Right.
No Bagmen this week.
So I would have to say that probably my rewards of the week is just the progression award, the two America covers. Because I only managed to get one other of her covers. So she's not doing too well on my roster. But being the fact that it's a week-long PvE, That got me two America covers for that, so meh, that'll be my reward of the week.
Cool. I'm boned, dudes. I'm sorry. I started up my game and it started loading R143.
Oh, come on now.
I'm sorry, I don't know what to do.
That's all right.
I don't know that I got any particularly good rewards. That Steam sale was pretty sweet. I did end up not being able to get the Super DLC, but I was able to get the other two DLCs, which landed me, I want to say, just north of 10,000 hero points for like $5?
Yeah, $5-6, yeah.
Yeah, $5. It was 99 cents for the one and $3.99 for the other.
That's pretty awesome.
It was awesome. It made me feel
remarkable.
Good.
And I'm guessing they don't regularly do sales on Steam, so when they do, it's a big deal.
Kind of. And there's more people than just me. So I think I'm the most important, but because it's DLC, I'll never be able to, you know, reap those rewards again. I'll have to just buy them through the regular store.
Right. Sure.
But since it's linked to Steam, I can use my Steam dollars to buy it, you know, straight from the, you know, Logan's Loony or Stark Salary or whatever those are called.
Yeah, I gave up on Steam a while back. I put way too much time into this game on my iPad, so I just can't do it. But otherwise, I probably would have bought something because that 90% off was ridiculous.
Yeah, 90% off was ridiculous. But so I don't remember any real rewards of the week. Go ahead.
Did you play the game?
Yes. I definitely played a couple times because I was reminded that even with buying that DLC, it activated my bonus rewards again.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right, so that does have that impact, so that was nice.
That's always worth it.
So, do you have anything dying on the vine? Brought to you, as always, by This Vine. Thanks, This Vine.
All I have is 2 stars. I've got a couple 2 stars getting ready to sell. Other than that, I got nothing. I'm sure I might later because I plan on dumping. I got a bunch of ISO, so I'm gonna open some tokens. But as of right now, we're just at the 2-star level.
Right. I have a red Peggy that is unfortunately dying here in the next 16 hours. So before we end this segment, I'm gonna sell her off.
Peggy.
Aw, that's a bummer too.
Yeah. All the other 4 stars I was able to roster thanks to all those shiny new hero points. So Rogue's on my list and Nico's on my list. I did, however, find the source of the mystery X23 that was on my vine, which ended up getting sold, by the way. But I just didn't know why it was there, and I never remembered getting it. It turns out 3-star Dream Warrior spits out X23s when you're not looking.
Oh, there you go. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I like how you leveled it up, got a 4-star, and didn't even realize it.
Yeah, it just kind of happened, and I was like, what? Oh, okay. So, goodbye, Peggy. Joe, how's the vine?
Bunch of 2 stars. You know, I've been cleaning up stuff. I'm making a point. I guess my in-game resolution for 2018 is to not sell 2-star covers ever. It's just going to keep them on and just keep cycling them.
Right.
As I go, like, as of today, I have a Moonstone that expires in 10 days. So we're going to revisit this around the 13th of January. We're going to see what I've built up. And then we're going to kind of reshuffle things from there.
Wow. That's some good planning and some efficient character recycling.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks, This Vine. Let's move on to... Do we open tokens now?
I don't know. It's your script, man.
I don't have my script up. I had to move it to look at this game. Yeah, that's right. Now we're going to open some. We're going to open some tokens. The legendary token opening brought to you as... has been for so many weeks now. This guy.
Uh-oh.
The original... What?
There you go. Hi, Ian.
Was I gone?
Yes.
I couldn't hear you.
Am I back? Okay. All I said was this guy.
Oh, okay.
That's all you missed was me talking about how this segment is brought to you by this guy.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Who? Ray's opening too many. I'm going to go first because Ray seems to have quite a plate full of tokens to open. Let's see what I can get out of this Archangel's ear. It is... Ooh, Quake. Coordinated Tactics.
You don't have her champ yet, do you?
I don't think so. I'm going to go investigate right now. I think that might be in play.
Nice.
Yep, I can train her up. That takes her to a 4-3-5. So I am one cover away.
Nice.
From a champion level Quake.
Awesome. And I'm sure you have ISO enough to get her to that.
I do. It's dwindling, but it's I'm just a little bit south of 400,000.
Oh, I would kill for 400,000.
Oh, no, don't kill me.
No, I wouldn't kill you. I'm just saying I would kill, like, the general, you know, whomever. Right. So I have no tokens. I'm a little short on CP, but I'm going to throw a couple. I'm going to throw in for two classes.
Okay.
Which Ooh. May not be the smartest, but I'm chasing Daredevil. So let's see what pops up for one. Oh, it's purple.
Oh, snap.
Oh, it's Natasha.
Oh, okay.
Can I use it? Yes, I can. That is going to put her at 453.
Wow.
Let's roll the dice one more time. Not a purple, but X-Force Wolverine. And I could certainly use that, and that puts him at 293. So there's my tokens.
That was quick. Congratulations.
Very nice. I'm getting ahead of the curve. I have already started opening, because I didn't want this to last a half hour. I've already started opening a bunch. In what I have opened so far, I have gotten two Cloak and Daggers, a Vulture, two Gamorphas. One of those brought me a bonus Nico that I can use to train, followed by another Nico, a Captain Falcon, a Sandman, a Mockingbird, a Yondu, Spider-Gwen, a Rogue, and a five-star Thor.
Is that what you were going for?
I do like the five stars. I really want a Gambit.
Right.
I really need two more Gambits, but that's where I'm at so far. So far, it's been pretty good.
Okay.
That'll get me another Vulture. We'll see if I just run out of tokens. Another Cloak and Dagger. A Cloak and Dagger and Vulture is apparently the thing to get today. Another Yondu. A Red Hulk. Most of these I have champ, so not an issue. Another purple cover. Raging Cajun.
Oh, uh-oh, yeah. That's not your one-word Gambit.
Yeah, he didn't want that one. He needed the other two.
Yeah. That is true. That is sad.
I believe your purple's at 5.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. So I
That's easily fixable problem.
Yeah, you already fixed it.
We'll see, but I've fixed that problem once.
Okay.
Sandman, and that'll get me another purple Nico. I gotta see where that'll take me to 5 purple for her. So she's getting up there. I am just going for, somebody asked, I was just going for my latest Legends tokens. Another Yondu, who's that? Mordo. I couldn't recognize the symbol.
It's a stick.
Yeah, yeah. Elektra, she's champed as well. A Spider-Woman. We're gonna fly through these, I think. Uh-oh, another Nico. That's a blue Nico.
Oh, good. Okay.
So that'll take her to 435. Actually, I'm not sure that order is correct, but in any case, the numbers are. 4-star Nick Fury. Another 5-star. Red Thor. I have no idea where
that's
is.
Two Thors you got.
Two Thors. Yeah, we can use that. And finally, a Amadeus Cho. So that is all my legendary tokens. That was 27 legendary, or latest legend tokens.
Wow.
Wow, yeah.
And I think that'll do it for tonight, because although the whole Gambit thing has me anxious again, but...
For you, maybe, but I'm gonna WWJD it up, and what would Joe do? He would open another classic token.
Yeah, buddy!
And I'm going to get... Ooh, it's a 4-star. Hey, I remember Star-Lord. Huh. The oldest trick in the book. I'm sure it's something it wasn't purple, so I probably need it. Let me check it out. I do. I'll train him up, taking him to a whopping 5-2-2. Both very satisfying. Quake and a Star-Lord. Who'd have thunk it?
Yeah, Star-Lord
was a lot of tokens.
Yeah, it was. Star-Lord is a usable utility character.
He really is. When he got reworked, he was like the must-have, and now he's back to being okay. Like a strong okay.
Right, he's not going to get bumped down on anyone's list, but he ain't moving up on anyone's list.
Yeah, correct. Sure. So that took my 5-star Thor up to a 1-2-2.
All right.
That's where he is. I really want two more Gambits.
My Thor is very sad, but I'm not too upset about that. I'll somehow make do with my 2-0-1 Thor and keep living my life the way I do.
Sure. I don't like those zeros. They're not nearly as useful.
Right. That was a quick building. Hopefully you'll get another aces and eights before your 2 weeks are up. And you can get that on the Gambit.
Yeah, because he is now I need two. I need one of...
Right. And I guess it wouldn't matter, because then you would need the champion for it to be useful anyway, and you'll never have enough ISO to do that.
I don't know about never. I am at 400,000, but what is it? Nice. You need 530,000, something like that.
Yeah, and then plus another 20 to actually, like, for the champ.
Right, I could get there.
I will say this. If you've got the ISO and nothing really brewing, give them, like, 5 levels a day. You know, it's only going to cost you, like, maybe, like, once it gets a little bit up, like, 3,000 to 5,000 ISO a day. And just, like, slowly but surely, just kind of feeding them a little bit at a time. So that by the time that those covers do end up rolling in, it's not going to be as big as a hit on your ISO all in one fell swoop.
Sure. I always like building up the ISO because I know I'm going to get a character that needs to go all the way. But yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right. And again, I think that way a lot of times, too. I don't like to go below 100,000 ISO. And I don't, and, you know, when I get those Gambit covers, I immediately bump them up. You know, it's usually like 25,000 to 30,000 in a clip, and it's not a huge hit. And like I said, I'm working on Daredevil right now, so every day he gets 5 levels until he gets to whatever I can max him at, which I think is like 405 with the cover spread I have on him. And it's just a little bit at a time so that when the time comes and I have those last 2 covers that I need for him, again, I could just champ him and be done with it and not be sweating. I'm like, oh my god, I gotta get 500,000 ISO in 14 days. What am I gonna do? It's gonna be like, oh, I need to get like 200,000 ISO in 14 days. That's a little bit more manageable.
Wow. That is some seriously practical advice. Next, you're going to tell me I should start my Christmas shopping in October to save myself the hassle of rushing around at the last minute. Craziness.
I did all my Christmas shopping in one weekend, in the first weekend in December. We just kept putting it off, and then it was like, oh yeah, we should get this done, and then just one Sunday, we just got it all done.
Nice. Well done. Also, that was the opening of our legendary tokens, brought to you, as always, by this guy. Thanks, this guy.
This guy.
Joe, you're part of our podcast network. Tell me more.
I am. That's over at soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com, where you can find all the information about this show that you're listening to right now and any of the other shows under the umbrella of the Soon to Be Named Network. Whether it be my dumb shows that I do, longboxheroes.com comes out every Wednesday, Longbox Heroes After Dark, which comes out every Friday. You've got Podvocacy, you've got Profane Argument, you've got Fresher in Parlance, you've got Aim Downside Podcasts, and a bunch of other shows that have a very spotty at best release schedule. But anytime that they do come out, you'll know if you bookmark soontobenamednetwork.com or soontobenamednetwork.tumblr.com.
Awesome. Thank you. Anybody have anything else that they want to pepper into the show before we head home?
I think I'm good. I've been trying to interact with Discord since Craig isn't here to do any of it. But there was one comment that I thought I would mention. I had said about how I disagreed that Carrie Fisher and Mark Hamill...
Yes, best performances in the whole series.
And Samurai said that Carrie will never be able to top that performance.
Oh. Too soon. And by too soon, I mean that was pretty funny.
Made me laugh, so I thought I'd mention it.
That's fair. All right. So, great job, guys. Thanks for stopping by, Joe. Thanks for helping us out. As always, you were a boon to this podcast.
Thank you guys for having me on. You know, anytime that I need to be a replacement, I'm more than happy to do it. I love talking about this game. And I feel as though, even though I have just as many tangents as Craig does, at least they're tangents somewhat related to the game.
For sure.
Somewhat.
That is...
I'm not going to say that I'm terribly innocent of this sort of thing.
But. No, but that is very accurate.
You strangely don't break into 1960s comedy shows, you know.
Right. You know. Well, I don't want to poke Craig when he's not here. He was just railing on some sort of like bad television, and I was like, Craig's railing on bad television last week, and I was like, Craig, the Ghost and Mrs. Muir.
Tell me about that. I still don't think exists. I still think that he's trying to pull the wool over all of our eyes. That's a show.
I'm willing to believe that that's a clever ruse on his part. So, but thank you to the listeners. If you want some more information about this show, you can go over to puzzlewarriors3.com. You can download this show on our homepage, on iTunes, on Stitcher. We love questions, comments, and, other concerns expressed to us in many different ways. Ray will gather them up and read them here on the air. So if you'd like to reach out to us, you can use the website, you can use Reddit, you can use Facebook. That's another social media platform that we probably check.
Sure.
Also, if you would like to buy things online and you're comfortable doing so through Amazon, go to our webpage first, click on our Amazon banner, and then do your shopping that way, and we will get a tiny, 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 tiny fraction of that money. It will cost you no additional money, but some of it will go to us instead of Jeff Bezos. So do that. Or if you have a this and then a word to define a segment, or not, and you want to support the show directly, you can go to Patreon and become one of our patrons, and we will do our best to sing your praises and name things after you and use the clever or less clever names that you come up with for characters and other such things. Otherwise, you can go to Cafe Press and you can order Puzzle Warrior 3 swag at cafepress.com/Puzzle Warriors 3. So that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, the best way to enjoy pie is sitting in your thinking chair. Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Bye for now.